Today is September 21st, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew, and we affectionately call it just Jesus. And so, my friends, before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the great and mighty God, the one and only one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, the bread of life, the counselor, and the designer of all education. You're exquisite and faithful in everything that you do, so generous, and the hope of all mankind. You're incredible and the just judge. You're the King of Kings and the leader of us all, Messiah, and near to us right now, the only wise God, so pure and powerful, and the quieter of our souls. Lord, you are righteousness, salvation to all who believe, and the teacher of teachers, unmatched in your beauty and victorious in all of your ways. You are the Word. Thank you for your Word, O Lord. You're expert in everything, and you are Yeshua. You are the zenith over all the earth and all education. Thank you, Lord, for your greatness. To you be all the glory. We praise you, Lord, for your influence, for your Holy Spirit, and for the walk that you're allowing us to have in the public schools. Help us to be great ambassadors for you. Lord, we ask today for eyes of love, that we may see the children as fearfully and wonderfully made, as image bearers of you. We love you, thank you, and reach out to you, because you are the only wise God. We ask this all in the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God, and we are up to Matthew 7. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? As Jesus continued with the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "The Word of God, Matthew 7, verses 1 through 5. Judge not, that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there's a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." The Word of God, Matthew 7, verses 1 through 5. He never ceases to amaze me. What a genius our God Jesus is. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a song about Jesus, and then I read the lyrics to you. So I'm going to play a small portion of How He Loves Us by David Crowder, and then return to read the words to you.
Affections are for me.
He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. How he loves us. How he loves us all. We are his portion, and he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Well, I thought about you the day Stephen died, and you met me between my breaking. I know that I still love you, God, despite the agony. They want to tell me you're cruel, but if Stephen could sing, he'd say it's not true, 'cause he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Thank you, dear friends, for joining us in the reading of the Red Letter Words of Jesus and songs about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray precisely at 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. And you will be joining hundreds, if not someday thousands, of educators across the time zones. And my friends, today we are going to be praying for the students in your schools that have lost a parent. Can you imagine how hard that is for a child? And so we lift these children up today at the same time. And that time was chosen because of Romans 1:16 that says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." I look forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. for the children who have lost a parent. If you don't remember that prompt, don't worry, just pray. And join your brothers and sisters in prayer across the nation. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals this year. And we're in his series called Teacher Take Courage. And he entitled today's Courage to Speak. His scripture that he chose is Acts 23, verse 11. The Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so must you testify in Rome." Paul spoke the truth about Jesus with boldness to all he met, even those above him in authority. For doing this, his very life was threatened, and plots were being made to murder him. In these trials, Jesus appeared and stood next to Paul and encouraged him not to be afraid of those in authority. He encouraged Paul to boldly testify of him before consulates, tribunals, and even Caesar himself. He reminded Paul of his prior bold witness in Jerusalem. Though our lives are not often threatened in schools, we do face many trials and difficult situations. Jesus stands beside us, reminding us of past victories and his present support wherever he sends us to declare his word. One place he has sent us all is to declare his word in the public schools. We are his ambassadors and missionaries for him. We are his salt and light in the classrooms, schools, and the profession where we serve. Charlotte works in an inner-city public high school. The employer she strives to please first every day in her classroom is Jesus Christ. She is the Master's, Jesus's, teacher, and as a result, she is a teacher of great courage, faith, and excellence. Several years ago, the principal called her into his office and began to compliment her. For several years, Charlotte had been experiencing extraordinary success with high-risk and low-performing students. Some had been previously incarcerated in juvenile delinquent facilities. Many of these students had been unsuccessful after several attempts to pass the English portion of the state-mandated tests. When Charlotte heard the principal beginning to praise her, she knew the source of her success. It was clearly Jesus. When the principal was done speaking, Charlotte boldly announced, "Jesus has been doing the teaching in my classes and with his Holy Spirit giving me instructions." He was able to have an almost perfect record of state-mandated test scores. Surely, you realize that Jesus was the best teacher that ever walked the face of the earth. Because she had spoken the truth out of humility and love, not pride, the principal took her words seriously that day as she declared Jesus the source of all the students' successes. It would have been easy for Charlotte to have been intimidated by the principal's position or taken personal glory for her students' successes, but she knew that she needed to testify of God's faithfulness that day. Her desire to be a witness was greater than any fear or false pride. Similarly, when students asked Charlotte why she would teach in a low-performing school when she had so many credentials, her response was, "I have no rights. To follow Christ means I am to obey his will. At the present time, it is his will that I teach you and these other students in this place." In her early years, when her mentor teacher continued to ask her why she would choose to teach students, she replied, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ Jesus who lives within me. And the life I live for the Son of God who gave himself for me." And that's from Galatians 2, verse 20. After the same answer several times, the mentor teacher stopped asking. Charlotte's mentor and her principal were being taught that truly great teachers are those who must first sit at the feet of and follow Jesus, the true master teacher. In classes filled with felons, juvenile delinquents, and troubled youth, fear would have seemed the most likely choice for Charlotte. Certainly, she had not planned on teaching these kinds of students when she envisioned a career in education. However, God knew that he wanted her to serve the least of these in the public school. Despite a tenuous and frightening beginning in a very hostile, ungodly educational environment, she sought God's will above her own desires. She laid the skills, gifts, and intelligence that he had given her at his feet, and he used them to teach students the farthest from him so that they could experience excellence, success, and be drawn closer to him. Right now, Jesus is standing next to us saying, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, your home and community and church, so you must also testify about me in Rome at school." How will we respond? The prayer. Lord, because you are with us, we need not fear sharing the truth of who you are and giving you the honor you deserve among our peers in education. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. And our final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days, my friends, is to offer up a quote for the day. And today is a Taoist proverb. We cannot see our reflection in running water. It is only in still water we can see. Now, as we close our time out together, let me reread the amazing red-letter words of Jesus from Matthew 7, verses 1 through 5. "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." Oh dear Lord, thank you so much for your amazing words. Thank you for reflection and for humility as we see ourselves through the words of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are powerful and wonderful, and we ask for the ability to make the proper changes that we may represent you well. We thank you for all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.